Martin Luther King's eldest son is criticizing Congress for failing to get voting rights legislation through the Senate. After leading a march across the Frederick Douglass Bridge in Washington, D.C., Martin Luther King III and his family had a message for President Biden and lawmakers, calling on them to honor his father's legacy by passing stalled voting rights legislation.
No more empty words. Don't tell us what you believe in. Show us with your vote.
At a news conference, King decried laws passed in 19 Republican-led states that have made it harder to vote in response to former President Trump's false claims about election rigging.
These laws are being passed with knife-like precision to cut black and brown voters out of the process.
King had particularly harsh words for two Democrats, Senators Kristen Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who opposed changing Senate rules to muscle the bill past a Republican filibuster.
They draw the line at protecting the rights of millions of voters.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has canceled a planned Senate recess week and says he wants to bring the bill up for debate. Jennifer King, Washington.